Before Pastor comes up, I just want to share an experience that I had last week with Kaylee. I mean, I don't want to talk about the bad thing, but she has asthma, and she had RSV, respiratory infection, but she had pneumonia too. So those three, so she ended up in the ICU. But before we went to the ICU, they put us in a room, and I had this vision 2 weeks ago about us wearing yellow overalls. When I went into the room, I could count like 10 people. Everybody came in with yellow overalls. So I know the Holy Spirit said to me, I got this. So long story short, Kaylee wasn't breathing on her own. So her oxygen was like 70. So it was fluctuating. So they sent her to the ICU. We stayed there for a week. But Thursday, I think she felt better. She got up out of her bed, and the miraculous thing was she was walking in she stopped at every door, and she was praying. And I said, oh, you're going to pray for them? And she said, yes. So the thing was, what I saw, how God works, she was sick, but she got up, and she stopped at every door. She could not understand the names of the children. So she asked me, whose name is that? Because their name is on the door. And I'll say, Caitlin, and she'll stop and start, just be quiet for a little bit. So I know she was praying, but she went to every door. She asked me, whose name is that? And I told her every name. It was like 10 rooms, 10 kids were there. And she stopped at every room and prayed, and I knew she was praying. But my thing is how God is doing. He said, he got this, and I just want to share that to how our children know. As he said, the enemy's mad because he's doing something different, and our children are getting it. We are also getting it, but it's just like I'm seeing it through my children, That's how I want to just express that to you.
Beautiful. Our children are so, so important. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Ms. Shanique. Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Our children. So important. So I'm praying for this household over here, that the glory of God would be found on this household right here. And so really the song that was sung today, that wherever I am, just make sure I'm in your glory. However I serve, just make sure that's going to be upon this household right here. You're starting to witness, and it's going to get further and deeper. That as long as the glory of God's there, as long as the sense of heaven is there, as long as the spiritual atmosphere is there, and God's picking that up on the inside of you, so that you're going to serve with joy, not just in here, but wherever you serve. Wherever you serve, you're going to do it with joy, and to the point where you're going to want it. I just want to serve, right? I just want to serve. This glory is just making me serve. And that's what's coming upon you guys. And so it really doesn't have to be in a book. It doesn't have to be an article. It doesn't have to be a text. It's the presence. It's the glory that's starting to take over, and your lives are being swallowed up in that glory. It's like there was the cloud by day and the fire by night in the Old Testament. That's what that's going to feel like. What's this cloud? What's this presence? And the glory is going to come on you guys. So very, very strong. It's going to pick up and pick up and pick up and pick up. And she's going to come in the door, and she's going to shout just because when she steps in the door. And it's because that's the glory. She's going to say, that's the glory I've been trying to describe, And that's what it's making me do, not only here, but because that's starting to take over, see. And so we start to get the glory, right? So, Pastor Jerry, you almost ready? Okay. So I got time. Right. Okay. Thank you for coming today. So sometimes I don't know why you're here, but we're glad you're here. I don't know why you decide to come, is the way I should put it. I don't want to make that sound wrong. But it's good for you to be here. And it's because God specializes in you do just one little step of obedience and then and just sort of follow your heart for whatever reason, you follow your heart, and then God's going to honor that. He's going to really, really honor that and introduce himself to you in a deeper way. And so you can kind of look for that and watch the Holy Spirit register in your heart. You know, so, you know, this environment is getting to be like this, that you don't even have to hear a sermon that's per se, say that the environment takes care of itself. Yeah, follow me? Because, you know, sermons, you forget, you know, Gloria and I come home talking and she said, I'm not sure everything, you know, but I heard some of it. You know, sermons, we can't remember everything, but the environment, if it stays with you. See, that's the cloud by day. See, we need, the Holy Spirit's got to be an environment for us. He can't be a teaching or a subject. So the environment's going to follow you. And so when you get home, you know, it's like, boy, I feel like I'm still at church because it's the environment. We're always after the environment, see. And Rob, see, it starts to feel like heaven, see. And that's the whole cloud by day and fire by night. You know, this is, you know, just coming to church can be just sort of a routine. But the environment's got to stay with us, see. So the glory of God be on this lady. I'm not sure who she is, but thank you. So there's this desire to see Jesus face to face. And he's gonna honor that. The songs had some of that in it today. You know, just seeing Jesus face to face. I just want to behold you. Everything before your... Before you, may you have preeminence and everything, and when you see his face, it's going to be like that. Amen. Just because of just simple obedience, by the way, you know, the scripture says in Acts, God gives the Spirit to those who obey. Right. So just a simple obedience, you know, because the thing that we need is the Spirit. I mean, you know, we got so much knowledge, but not enough Spirit, right? We don't have the Spirit like we used to. Pastor Ross, I'll get you after service. There's a grace I can't remember your name. Corey. Ooh, Corey. Corey, can you step out for a second? There's a grace on Corey. We're untechnical yet. Okay. There's a grace on Corey to... walk in the things of the Spirit. Stay right here for a second. There's a grace on Corey to walk in the things of the Spirit. I want you to stay up here until Pastor Jerry can come up because I want her to pray for you before she starts because I can feel that. There's a grace on Corey. Chris, why don't you come up and pray for her too? Pray for him too. Come on, Chris. Let's pray for him too. Rob, you too, sir. There's never a wasted moment in the kingdom. There's never a wasted moment in the kingdom. Can you pray for her?
God, we thank you that your ways are not our ways. We thank you, God, that your thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. We can't even comprehend what you're doing on this earth. But God, we thank you right now that we can sense someone who wants to be used by you. We can sense someone, Lord God, who says, I'm a willing vessel, Lord. Show me what you want from me. God, we thank you for the willing heart today, and we ask that you would honor that, God, that you would continue to give him clear vision in what he's supposed to do in this earth. God, that you would continue to bless him in everything that he does, that everything that his hands would touch would be blessed, Lord God, especially those things that he says, God, show me what you want me to do, how you want me to do it. And God, he will know that you are showing him the way because he won't even have to try. God, as soon as his effort is made, with the help of the Holy Spirit, it will just be done. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the resources that are coming his way. Lord God, to move him forward in the destiny that you have for his life. God, we thank you for the protection that is around him, Lord, that you are shielding him from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God, that you have placed people around him that he's not even aware of, that are speaking life over him, that are praying over him, Lord God. We thank you for his ancestors that prayed for this day right now. We thank you for those that said, I know that one day we will have someone rise up and do the will of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that he is that willing vessel. God, we thank you for every seed sown that has been watered over the years and that it is starting to bloom, Lord God, like never before. God, we thank you for the vision that you've placed inside of him. God, it's been like it's in the back of his head, but it is moving forward with clear vision that when he opens his eyes, Lord God, he's going to be able to walk forward in the things that you have called him to do. Lord, he has not even seen or heard all that you have planned for him. But we thank you, Lord God, for every seed sown. Every experience, Lord God, that has led him to this moment right now, we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Cover him now. Protect his family. Keep him, Lord God, in your perfect peace. We thank you, Lord God, for this, his spirit, Lord God, of willingness, but also of peace, Lord. He's carrying your peace with him, and that is going to take him places, Lord God. God, I see him walking, blessing those just because he's in their presence. God, it's like his quietness. It's your peace over him. It's your peace, Lord God. He will walk into a room and people will be healed just because he walked past them. God, I thank you for the vision that you have put in front of him. Light it up, Lord God, like a fire and don't let it burn out. Keep him moving forward in your perfect peace and in your ways, God. We can't even fathom what you're doing. He can't fathom what you're doing, but God, he's willing. I sense that he's willing. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, Father, thank you for this man of God this morning, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the journey, Father, that he's on, Father. Thank you, Father, he's opening up the ears. You gave him ears to hear, Father. And that's what led him here this morning, Father, because you gave him an ear to hear, Father. And he could hear your word from the man of God, Father. And we thank you, Father, for speaking to his spirit, Father, allowing the Holy Spirit to come down and his spirit be submissive to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit use him the way he wants to use him this morning. We just thank you for this journey, Father. Thank you for waking up his spirit this morning. And thank you, Father, that he chooses to be led by the Spirit and not by his soul, Lord, this morning, Father. Waking up his spirit this morning, Father, we thank you so much, Lord. We thank you that the seed was planted years ago, Father. It wasn't planted this morning, Lord. It was planted years ago, Father, in his heart, Father, to serve you, Father. And not to be a dormant to his soul, Father, but be led by his spirit, Lord. And we thank you so much this morning, Father. Thank you for the tender heart that this man has, Lord, this man of God. He just wants your word, Father. He just wants that living word of God, Father. He just wants the bread of life, Father. The bread of God, Father, the bread of life, Lord. We thank you for the bread of life. Speaking to him this morning, Lord, we thank you for raising up his spirit this morning, Lord. We thank you for the vision you've given him this morning, Father, even dreams, Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving that ear, Father, ear of instructions in the morning, Father, and at night while he's laying down, Father. Giving the ear of instruction to be here, Father, and do what you want him to do, Father. We just thank you, Father God. Thank you for the anointing, Lord, that this man has on his life, Father. Thank you so much, Father, that he's being used by you, Father. He's being a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, Father. A living sacrifice, Father, made holy, Father, by you, Lord. Thank you, Father, he allowed you to live inside of him, change him around, Father, just like the wind blows, Father. Don't know which direction that is coming from, Father. But we just thank you, Father. But you can tell that it's been there because of the results that it's performing in his life, Father. We just thank you, Father. Continue to use this man of God, Father. Continue, Father, to download, Father, the wisdom, Father, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, Lord, of Jesus Christ, Father. We just thank you for continue to let that wisdom dwell in him, Father, and continue, Father, to abide in him, Father. And you said, Father, you abide in him, the word abide in you, Father, that you, oh, Father, you would ask anything and you would give it to him, Father. And, Lord, he don't ask for this worldly stuff, Father, but he's asking for more and more of you, Father. He's desiring more and more of you, Father. He He wants more and more of your love and your peace and joy that this world cannot give to him, Father, but it's only coming from heaven, Father. We just thank you for this man of God this morning, Lord. And we ask you, we give you honor and praise, Lord, for this man. Thank you for the glory that you're putting in his life, Father. We just thank you, Father. Thank you for the more leading, Lord, even his rest of his family, Father. Just by him being in that family, Father, they will be coming and joining up with you, Father, and joining into your kingdom, Father, because of the instruction and because of the example that you sent in his life, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father, for the grace of heaven here. Resurrection life. There's a a remnant that God's establishing. So we all got to get, we all have to get this. See, you know, I know it's going to be hard for you to believe this coming from me, but see, every time, you know why I come to church? Because whenever I come, I lose my natural expectations and I gain spiritual expectation. In other words, the veils come off me and I can see in the spirit. Every time we come together, whether it's a fellowship or Saturday or Wednesday or Sunday, I come because I know the veil's going to come off. As soon as we come in the door, I lose the sense of the natural and I can see the spiritual. And that increases every week. And I'm asking you, and I'm saying to you that that's, you know, please consider coming for that reason. So, Father, we thank you for the veils coming off this man. He sees himself as the remnant of heaven. And the increase of God will go more and more and more in his life. Thank you, Father, for that substance in Jesus' name. Okay. Okay, you can have a seat, brother. Let you stay up. Yes, you can have a seat. God bless you. If you can. He's trying to get there. See, we don't know what's, you know, well, Holy Spirit knows so much about a person's depth. And we don't know where he came from or what he's dealing with, but thank God for the Holy Spirit because none of that matters, right? So you gotta meet me here, right? You gotta meet me here. Just meet me here in the spirit, right? Canon, meet me here. Because what we are doing, when you meet me and we meet each other, we're meeting in the Holy Ghost, and he's going to go beyond the natural. God's starting to take stuff away from you. It's like you're being dismantled. He's taking away this and that and this and that and this expectation and that desire and this and that and this and this. This thing that's hooked and that other thing that's hooked, it's like he's undressing you and putting a whole new set of clothes on you. All comes from heaven. All comes from heaven. All this comes from heaven. A whole new set of clothes. You know, sometimes our desires are good desires, but they're not perfect. So God wants this. He's going to close you with perfect garments. He's like dismantling you. He's undressing you. And he's shedding off this and shedding off that. Shedding off this and that. This that hurt. This that was false. This that wasn't true. This that was not the kingdom. And he's covering you with a divine blanket of comfort first. It's just so much comfort. And then he's starting to clothe you with himself. With himself. And it's a wonderful thing. So I'm taking off to put on. Sometimes that process is very difficult, guys. But he feels your warm heart toward him. And so basically you're allowing him to do it. Your submission, your obedience, your willingness is allowing him to do it. Your participation with him is allowing him to do it. It'll square things up is what he says. It'll square things up. Then you can walk with me in white. And the journey will be so much more satisfying. The journey will be so much more joyful. the journey will be so much full of grace, joy unspeakable. God's daughter who peeked inside your mother's womb before you were even conceived. He peeked inside and saw you. This is what that one's going to be like. He peeked inside of there. This is what this one's going to be like. Squaring it all up. He's squaring it all up, the Lord would say. He's squaring it all up. Squaring it all up. Amen, Chris. Amen. Thank you.
Chris, the Holy Spirit would say, when that caterpillar is about to evolve, he goes right to a death just before he breaks out. Just before he breaks out, just before all of that earthly stuff and all the old and all the world and all that he was to get to be that butterfly. To be that butterfly. Right at that place, he breaks through. But just before the breakthrough, there's a death. There's the death of the caterpillar that the butterfly may come out and live the abundance of what God has called him to really be and who he was destined to be. The death is bringing forth a breaking out for you in the spirit and in the natural. Watch God's hands work. Watch his hands work. Hallelujah. This has been a wonderful morning already. This has been a wonderful morning already. The church. You want to go ahead and do the church, D? We're going to do the church this morning. I'm going to have to get me a, what they used to call them, baby? Shallow, what you call them? They help for the female. What they call them when you help them? Handmaiden. And armor bearer for the men and handmaiden for the ladies. And I remember one lady at the old church said, I'm not going to serve anybody. I'm not a handmaiden. She didn't like that. She didn't want to serve in that capacity. But I believe God's raising up some handmaidens to serve God, not man. The church. Yes, bring it down a little bit for me, baby. And I don't need this since we have real technology. That's good. We have some real technology. D's got this thing working now here in Dre. We ready. The church of the ecclesia.
I want it all and I can live. But I call him. He want to know me. But I tell him. He want to mock me.
This is a 6-year-old boy. Church. Been there, done that. Oh, we sitting here now. I wish Rocky was here. Been there, done that. The church. An organized organization of creeds and doctrines, entertainment, worldly. You can't tell the difference between the church and the world 90% of the time. It used to be a come out from among them and be separated. But now that little 6-year-old boy is ingrained with the church. He's not an ecclesia, the called out one of God. It's a difference between the church an organization, a group of people, as pastors say, that gather on Sunday morning just together. But Mr. Love, there's some people that God has put his hands on. Mr. Love, there's somebody that God has destined. Mr. Love, there's somebody saying, come on. Mr. Love, somebody says, shake that off. Mr. Love, I know you've been in it a long time. Mr. Love, but I'm going to give you a different appetite. Mr. Love, I'm going to give your eyes to see. Mr. Love, I'm going to give your heart to understand. The ecclesia, the called out ones. God put his hand on you. Mark, God is marking you. Mark, God is marking you. We can say yes, or we can stay in the church. We can stay in the church, or we can come out. We can come out. Hebrews 6D, we can come out. Once you've gotten a taste of heaven and been a part of the work of the Holy Spirit, that's why we come here. So we can be a part of the work of the Holy Spirit. So we can become God's called out one. So we can be labeled not as a churchgoer. I don't know which one it was saying, but one of our famous writers says, I don't say I'm a Christian because it has such a connotation to it that I can do what I want to do and still be Christ tan. I could be Christ tan after I do what I want to do. Corey, you already didn't preach my message when they prophesied to you. Called out, set aside, appointed, anointed for a specific purpose, to be one with heaven, to be a part of the work of the Holy Spirit. Once they have personally experienced the sheer goodness of God's word, the sheer goodness of who Jesus Christ is. Jesus is the living word. And when you share and partake of him, your life changes. You're not just getting information from a book, but you're getting heavenly life now. He came down and dwelt among us. Somebody said he came and he lived in the neighborhood. When Jesus came, he moved into the neighborhood. Made me a different woman. Tina and Kevin, pastor just told you. Moving into your neighborhood. Moving into your house. The living word. Not a Bible. I wish I had brought my Bible out here. Not a Bible. Not a Bible head either. But heaven itself. Jesus came from heaven. He walked in heaven. He was heaven. He went back to heaven. And now he says we are a part of that work, which means we are heavenly people. We are a heavenly people. I'm not just Geraldine, Beatrice, Holiday, Dickens, born to Evelyn and James Holiday. God marked me in my mother's womb. Marked, Tina. Oh, yeah, marked. Can you be my armor bearer for the day, Pastor Gloria? I mean, my handmaiden. Would you take the top off that water? Thank you. Marked in my womb. Marked. Thank you. Yes, and hold it for me. Called out. Marked, set aside. Ron and Trevor was all the way in Colorado, right? Called out. Called out. No accident or coincidence. Called out. Miss Brenda, all the way from PA. Called out. Called. See, we don't even realize we're being called. We decide, you know, I'm going to go to Virginia. I'm going to go visit my grandkids. And There was a hidden, you know, Jehovah sneaky is something. Jehovah sneaky got a way to get us to do what we need to do without even telling us he's doing it. Oh, he's smart. The enemy think he's smart, but oh, Jehovah sneaky got this thing. I can get him to do it. Right, Sarah? I can get her involved in this and get her involved in that. And then I'm going to bring her on down here. And I'm going to take her over there to that little prayer room one day. Oh, I came because I like Pastor Love. Jehovah Sneaky. Jehovah Sneaky moving, orchestrating, getting us into the family of God, making us his ecclesias, the called out one. The church is dying. That phase is about over. When he said church now, he was talking about a body of people that love him, that's been baptized into him, that's dead to this world. What did he tell Peter? Who do men say I am? Peter finally said, they said Elijah and Moses and whoever. Then Peter got what? A revelation. The church are people that have revelatory lives. You live by revelation. You don't live by information. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what did Jesus say? Flesh and blood didn't tell you that. The church didn't give you that. The world didn't give you that. The Pharisees didn't tell you about that. And Jesus said, upon the revelation of who I am, I build my church. The church is the revelatory body of who Christ is. And hell can't prevail against that. Now, hell can beat up the church. Hell can take advantage of the church, but not those that have been called out. Not those that have been anointed and appointed. Oh, yeah, you might get bounced, but you coming back like a... You know, you bounce that ball, come right back up. I wish I had a ball in here. You bounce that ball and you come right back up. Come on now. We're not worried about him. We don't fear him. He's already a defeated foe. We get into the power and the glory of God. What we go through, he's making us. He's making us new men and women. What we got up there, D? Well, they can't. Where we at? And the power breaking in on us. Is the power breaking in on us, y'all? He breaking in. He's not asking, knocking on the door to come in. He's coming up. Whoop. He's just coming on in. He don't ring the bell. He walk through doors and walls. Just break on in. Just come on in. Because I want Pastor Roz so bad. Come here, Pastor Roz. Come quick. I want to lay my hands on Pastor Roz so quick. Ah, I'm going to dress her up so quick, so fine. I'm going to anoint her. I'm going to appoint her. I'm going to change her. I'm going to deliver her. I'm going to set her on a path called straight, the narrow road that leads into the kingdom. He just walks all around you, child. He just walks all around. You can have a seat. Just walks all around you, breaking in. Breaking in on me. Breaking in, Trevor. Isn't he sweet? Isn't he sweet? But he come with such love. He come with such gentleness. He's not like the church. The church can be brutal. Oh, God, help me. The church can be brutal, y'all. 5 services on Sunday. 1 day a week. Come on, the church can be brutal. Is anybody with me? Anybody ever been in that organization other than me? You know, Corey, you glad you're sitting here, baby, that you don't have to experience some of the foolishness that we've had to go through. Come on, Pastor Love, you know about it. Oh, God, now I'm going to really get Pastor Love. I'm going to come up here, Pastor Love. Come on. Now I'm going to really get it because I don't want to stand and sit by myself. I want some company in this. Right, Pastor Love? We have even preached. Here you go. We didn't even preach and taught the church. Look at your neighbor and say, turn around 10 times and say, if you love him, stand up. I don't even have no legs. I'm in a wheelchair. But if you love him, stand up. Have we been there? We didn't preach to church. But God don't want preachers anymore. He wants messengers. People that got a heart of God. The pastor ministered last Sunday, Wednesday. Everything runs together. The mind of Christ. See, we had information then. We had theology. Come on now. Y'all, we can. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Ask your neighbor, won't he do it? You go, baby. We've been there, we've done that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Have them falling out, too. Oh, you can get so soulish, and that rim can get so high, the enemy take over. Entertainment. Kind of, see, you can tell when it's entertainment. It's the same spirit that when you go to a football game. Oh, come on, y'all. If that's my team winning, you hollering and screaming and jumping and losing your mind. Then somebody said they paid thousands of dollars of money to go to the Super Bowl. Tens of thousands of dollars. And what we're willing to pay to be a part of the kingdom. He's not asking for much. It's just to become my beloved. If then they turn their backs on it. See, after you've been there and after you've done this, Corey, you can't turn your back on what's happening here. Washing their hands of the whole thing. Well, they can't start over as if nothing happened. That's impossible. Why? They re-crucified Jesus. They repudiated him in public. Parched ground that soaked up the rain and then produced an abundance of carrots and corn for its gathering. God for the gardener, for its gardener gets God's well done. That's enough. We're looking for him to say well done.
We called out
prevailing word. The gates of hell should not prevail against us. We are postured to receive what the Holy Spirit is releasing in this hour. And not everyone will receive. Not everyone is getting ready for this. Not everyone have this expectation. It's a remnant. Somebody said remnant up here. It's the people that are being made ready by the Holy Spirit. The remnant of God. The remnant of God. The grace and revelation received must be built up in God's church. I am the church. You are the church, not the building. It has to be put in us. We are coming to the end of the organized religious system for methods, doctrine, creeds, and formulas. But there's a mysterious body of believers, the ecclesia, called out one. Its ground is for one reason, and that's to receive Christ. Ephesians D 4, I think I won't. And he has appointed some with the grace to be apostles. It's not by our own might that we can do anything. We can't do nothing. He has appointed some with the grace. The grace is God's ability to work in the man of God that has my heart and my mind, that has laid down his life. God's looking for some dead men. God's looking for some dead men, y'all. He's not looking for somebody that's too alive. Mark, you got to be a dead man. You got to give up yourself. You got to lay it all down. Mark, you mind coming up here and laying it all down? Come on, Mark. Come on, Mark. Come on, Mark. This is going to change your life. Lay it all down. Just lay it down. Just lay it. There you go. Lay it all down. Lay it all down. It's time that we lay it all down. He can't work in nothing but dead men. He can only work in dead men. He can only work in dead men, y'all. He can only give dead men miracles. He can only bring resurrection and truth to dead people. You got to give up all your self-life. You got to tell me, Geraldine, I don't need you anymore. Mark, you dead. I'm Christ now. I am Christ living in me. I put on Christ. I put him on. Put him on. Brenda, bring me that coat up here. I put him on. Put on Christ. Put that coat around him. Put on Christ. Put on him. Wear him. Put it on. Put it on. This is symbolic of what the Holy Ghost is doing up in this house today. Put on Christ. Not just walk around Christ and talk about Christ and I know Christ. No. Put him on. Wear him. Somebody said Wednesday, you don't know where he began and you end, or where you end and he began. Put him on. Put him on. Wear Christ. Wear him. The world can't defeat Christ. He's already been resurrected. Can't do anything to him. What are you going to do to him now? You know, already killed him.
resurrected him. He's been resurrected by grace. Gave him apostles, and some with grace to be prophets, and some with grace to be evangelists, and some. With grace to be pastors. I was praying Mike was going to be here. And some with grace, Pastor Loving, Pastor Ross, Pastor Jerry, Pastor Mike. His grace. It's not us, it's his grace. It's his grace, y'all, his ability. It's my death and his life. It's grace to be teaching. And their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers. We are here today in PWM. We come to be prepared as God's holy believer to do their own works in ministry. All of us are called to ministry. Every one of us in here has a ministry. And as they do this, they will enlarge, build up the body of Christ. These grace ministries will function. D, I wanted that word right there, until. Until. Testimony, Old Testimony, Old Testament, Jesus, a lot was concealed. In the New Testament, Jesus was revealed. He was brought to life. And now our purpose is to build up Christ, build him up in us, to build up Christ. These grace ministries will function until we are in between, y'all. There's a bridge. There's a bridge, Tina, that we got to cross over. We got to cross over from the old to the new. We got to make that journey. That highway shall be there. We got to cross over. We got to get beyond what was old and walk into the new life. I'm going to do a new thing. Haven't you seen it? Haven't you heard it? Don't you know about it? Has anybody told you? Holy Ghost here to tell you today. He's here to tell us today. There's a new way. Until, you know, we can prophesy. We can have apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, but we haven't got the fullness yet. We're going now, Tabor, over into the fullness. We're going over now, Rainy, into the fullness, where you're going to see what's going around the heavenly, where you're going to open your eyes and God's going to give you a vision of what's going on. And you're going to be able to, right from God's heart to our heart, say, thus said the Lord. And I'm not talking about it not coming to pass. I'm talking about a plumb line word straight from heaven down. But we have apostles and preachers and business cards and everything going on now, right? But we haven't crossed over to the until. He's looking for mature people. He's looking for sons. Go ahead, D. Until we are all obtained the oneness in the faith. Until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. We got to walk in this, y'all. We got to experience it, Alan. I don't want to hear about it. I want to know it. I want personal encounters. Come on, Holy Ghost. Give me something new every morning. Yesterday's bread is not good enough. Even with the children in the wilderness, he ain't let them eat stale bread, Ron. They got new manna every morning. Every day. Why are we going to keep living in this old stale stuff? I'm so glad to have arrived. I don't know what in the world to do. You can get up, bro, if you want to, but you can stay there if you need to. Let him stay there, Pastor. Say, stay there. I didn't say that. The apostle said it. He said, stay there. Yeah. Woo. Every time he do that, y'all, heaven rattles. Do y'all feel that? Every time he do that, heaven rattles. I felt that. I feel that. Every time. Come on now. The called out one, see. See, God's calling him out of some stuff. Transforming him. Be ye transformed. We got to understand the difference between what was and what's coming on us. You got to understand it. What was, was. We got to know the difference between it, Pastor Love. What was and what's coming. I know we haven't got that yet, Rainey. We haven't got that yet. We haven't got that yet. That plumb line, but I see it coming down. See, the spirit of Elijah. He said, Jesus said, before I come back, I'm going to let the spirit of Elijah visit you. Authority and power. The spirit of Elijah, Rainey. The prophecy It's coming. You're walking out on the stage and saying, it's not going to rain for 3 years because I say so. Coming in a matter of weeks. Y'all catch that? Mike said, don't miss the moment. We're going to get some Elijah authority and power, visitation, in a matter of weeks. Did you hear what the Holy Ghost said? He that have ears to hear. Hear what the Spirit is saying. He's not just talking to me through me. This is a house of messengers. Yeah. Tina's a messenger. Kevin is a messenger. Messengers. People that hear from God. We have to know true knowledge, not just knowledge. We are a unique and uncompromising people. We want Christ and him only. We're Rocky put on her door? What was her theme on her door? We are catapulting into another. I can't remember. Okay. But we just catapulting into a new dimension. That's good. That's good. God is going to use the anointing that's coming upon a select company of believers to restore all the things that the church was supposed to be that we lost. That's what the spirit and authority of Elijah is going to do. He's going to come back and restore. He's going to come back and make us the people that was in Acts 1 and Acts 2 and Acts 3 and Acts 4. Come on now. That you pray in Acts 4 and the whole house shake. Come on now. You get on the rooftop and God begin to give you revelation like you gave Peter. I'm talking about people that don't have nothing but Christ. They said they own nothing. Nothing they had was their own. Even their own life. It wasn't their own. A unique, uncompromising people. God is going to use this anointing that's coming upon us. Believers to restore all things that the church has lost. And not all things will be restored on the earth, but it will be restored in Christ. See, he ain't coming back for this old dirty earth. The spirit and power of Elijah is for the body of Christ that has called out the ecclesia that's his, that's anointed. Everybody's not going to understand this. Every church is not going, every organized body is not going to get this. You can go right down the street. They're not going to get this. Yeah, they got 900 people in the building. But is the Holy Spirit there? Is revelation there? Not all of what we would call the church will be restored, but only the remnant, the overcoming disciples that have become the Lord's bride. This portion of the ecclesia will be restored and come to the fullness of that the Lord intended from the foundation of the world. You think Jesus came down here to die for us to be what we are now? It's a sin and a shame. That what we saw is what we think Christ died for? That's not, no. It's got to be more than that. And aren't you glad you're sitting here this morning? Because I could have still been on the other side. I could have still been there not getting into the until we mature, until we become to the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. And finally, we become one perfect man with the full dimension of spiritual maturity and fully developed in the abundancy of Christ. We in lack now because we don't know who Christ is. Get the abundancy of the Spirit. You won't lack for no good thing because the supplier now is on the inside of you. You don't lack for no good thing. I've got the supplier. I've got the supplier on the inside of me. Pastor keep telling us, forget this external stuff. Let's get the internal working. If it work on the internal, it'll produce on the external. We've been doing it backwards. We've been trying to get the external. Don't show your arm. Yeah. Come on here. Don't show your arm. Take the earrings off. No red lips. No lipstick. External stuff. Make sure that skirt's long. Make sure them toes not painted. Help him. Thank you. External stuff. External. Yeah. Look at God. Hey, y'all wrap him up in your love. Wrap him up in your love. And brotherly love. Wrap him up in brotherly love. Thank you, Jesus. You don't walk alone in this house. You don't walk alone. He's bringing back what should have been from the foundation of the world. Bringing us back when Adam walked with God. He brought it back a little bit and then Enoch walked with God. He brought it back a little bit more and Abraham walked with God. He brought it back a little bit more and Moses fell out for 40 years in the arms of God. He's been bringing it back all down through the generation, little by little. And here he come hit upon PWM. Hey, God, come on, bring them back. Hit upon PWM. A remnant over there. A remnant. Three folks, a remnant. Every Sunday evening, Caleb and Joshua and Moses for years. Right, Pastor Gloria? Come on now. One was Caleb. Mom said I was Caleb and she was Joshua. Where Moses went, there we were. Sunday evening, preaching like he got 900 folks. Getting ready, though. Getting ready. Getting rid of all of himself, all of his pride. Stripping him. That was a stripping. How do you stand up and preach like that to two people? Come on, Holy Ghost. It's got to be God or something working on the inside of you. It's got to be God. You're not doing it for the multitude. You're doing it because you're the ecclesia. You're the called out one. And I got my hands on you. Let me work in you. I'm working you every Sunday for 2-3 people, 4 people, 10 people, 8 people, 9 people, 20 people, 30 people. Look at God. Look, man, I don't ever want to be a massive church, a mega church, as they call it. I mean, if that's God's will, that's something. But I mean, I'm telling you, I just don't understand how it works. I don't understand. How do you pastor 30,000 people? And how do you have 5 services on one Sunday with 35 people? He said 20 minutes for every service. Now, what you giving to people for 20 minutes? Something is happening. The people chosen to carry this spirit, the spirit of Elijah and the power and authority of Elijah, will come to know all too well just how weak, incapable, and useless they really are. They must be emptied of their self-life. That's the only way he's going to throw Elijah on you. The spirit of Elijah, the power and the authority. Until we get here, we're on our way. We're on our way. Is anybody on your way with me? We're on our way. Did I give you Ephesians 3? Is that it? Ephesians 3, 4, and 6? Did I give that to you, D? Did I finish the other one? I'm like, peace, Pastor now. Go ahead and give me, well. Ephesians 4 and 20. That's we. Where is it? Right there. So that whatever, when you read it, you will be able to understand by revelation insight into the secret mystery of the Messiah. Paul is talking to the Ephesian church. I didn't get this by man teaching me. Man didn't put this in our hearts. Even though we're reading Spock and Simpson and Tozer and Watchman Nee, it's still the Holy Spirit giving us revelation. Because when I first saw Watchman Nee, I'm like, what in the devil, Pastor, give me this book for? I don't understand a thing in it other than his name, Watchman Nee. And that was a mystery. What am I supposed to do with this? 18 years ago. I don't understand it, Rob. I just laid it back over there on the table. And went back to my King James Bible and highlighting some scriptures. Come on now. You know, I've been taught that stuff. You know, I've been taught. But you know what? It's the parallel is this. I tried to teach my son when he was about like Kaylee, Shanique, a Bible verse to stand up and say in front of the church. You know, they start young, just like that little five-year-old boy that we saw. They start us young. Teach them a Bible. To teach all the little kids who come up and say a Bible verse. So I told him, thou should love thy mother and father. He couldn't get it. Then I said, okay, Marvin, just say thou should not kill. So he comes up that Sunday, stands up in front of the church. They give him the mic. His Bible verse is, thou shalt kill thy father and thy mother. The parallel is we get the scripture just as mixed up. We don't understand it. We put in there what we want to put in there. He stood up and this is proud, thou shalt kill thy father and thy mother. And I'm laying under the pew. But we read it. We don't get real revelation when we read that word. We're not really getting it. Paul said that whenever you read it, you'll be able to understand by revelation and insight into the mystery. It's a mystery. We don't understand John 3:16. We don't. I don't care what nobody say. I don't. I'm just like Nicodemus. How in the devil am I going to be born again at 72? Am I going back into my dead mother's womb? Come on, give me some revelation. Give me to understand this. I've been saved 90 years and don't know yet. Come on, y'all. It takes revelation. Pastor get revelations. How he get them 365? Revelation. I said, Lord, how he get these little clippings? Where he get them from? Revelation. You got to live by revelation. Can't just live by what you think you understand. Because it's a secret and a mystery. There has never been a generation that has been given the detailed understanding of this glorious and divine mystery. What? Until. We back onto the until. Come on. Come on. Come on. There's never been a generation. Never. Y'all, we living in the realm of the until. We've tasted the good word of God. And we walk it over into the age to come, y'all. Come on, Holy Ghost. Help me. We're walking over. Come on, we're walking over. We're walking over. We've been given detailed understanding, not just understanding, but detailed understanding of this glory and divine mystery. We're getting it. It hasn't been released until he kept it a secret, until he could find some execlia people that wanted him to lay his hands on them. Some people that he wanted to change and transform. He had to wait on us, Rob. He had to wait until you say, you know what? I'm supposed to be over there with Pastor Gary. He had to wait. He had to wait until Stan said, I'm going to be a sixth string over here in the worship team. He had to wait until Derek could say, hallelujah. He had to wait. Rob, Roz, we thank God to say, God's done it. No, God's in control. He's in control as much as he's in control of us. Because he can't get work done without us. He can't lay hands on the sick without us. Whose hands is he going to use? Whose mouth is he going to use? We always say, God's got it. It's okay. It's what he wants. No, it's not. Y'all think God wanted pastors to sit out here and minister for years and years and years, people come and go, people come and go, people come, because they didn't want to hear the cross. They did not want the cross. They didn't want to die. But given the detailed understanding of this glorious and divine mystery until now, he kept it what? A secret until this generation. God is revealing it only now to his sacred apostles and prophets by the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Come on, Rainey. His sacred apostle. His sacred prophets. Crystalline. Sacred. Washed, stripped, baptized. Transformed. Beat down so he could raise them up. Beat all that you knew out of you so he could put his heavenly word in you. Here's the secret. The gospel of grace has made you non-Jewish believer, and took co-heirs with him of his promise through your union with him, and you've now become members
of his body, one with the anointed one. One with the anointed one. I don't have to get anointed. I'm already the anointed one. I'm one. We said Wednesday, where he started and stopped, we don't even know. We so intertwined. You know, we'll come to say, pray for the anointing. Oh, no. The anointed one is on the inside of me. We didn't spend time beating the altar and snotting and crying and got up the same way because we didn't have detailed understanding and experience. We had a revelation. We were just doing what they did, the last generation did. From generation after generation. We try to perfect it a little bit. Make it better. Draw more people. Faith movement. Give them everything they want in their flesh. You had the organized institution grew in leaps and bounds. I'm almost done, y'all. Did I give you Romans 13, 14D? No, I probably didn't. What about Colossians 3 and 10? What's yes? Okay, all right, yeah. You have acquired new creation life, which is continually being renewed into the likeness of the one who created you. New creation life. New creation life, y'all. New. We lost it, but he's given us back. Adam threw us under the bus. But Christ resurrected. Resurrection power. God would not give up on us. He refused. He won't give up on you, Tina. God will not give up on you. Not if you've been called from your mother's womb, Corey. Not if you've been called. He won't give up on you. He's not going to give up on Michelle. He's not going to give up on her. DNA is changing. God's going to do it. He's not going to give up on it. Where am I at? In the likeness of the one who created you, giving you what? Full revelation. When you're talking about partial revelation, full revelation of God. Full. I want the fullness of who he is. I want just a little bit. In this new creation life, your nationality makes no difference, or your ethnicity, education, or economic stature, they mean nothing. For it is Christ that means everything as he lived in every one of us. It's Christ that means everything. Church or the ecclesia, the called out one, the one that God has chosen to be his remnant until now, to chosen to reveal the mysteries and the secrets of true life with Christ. Of true life with Christ. This is our day and our hour. We reach the until, and we're crossing over. We've reached, well, we got a whole lot of prophets and apostles, bishops, but that doesn't mean anything. Until you cross over into full understanding and start getting true revelation and insight into the living Christ, you just, what did you call it, man, D, one time, when you advertise who you are? I can't remember, but somebody came here visiting, had a business card, and he was a apostle, bishop, infomercial. I think D said he was an infomercial. He had a business card that had all kinds of stuff on it. Like, God forbid. I don't think Jesus never said who he was. They said who he was. He had no reputation. He won't try to prove nothing. He just walked it out. Stan, let's walk it out. Mr. Love, let's walk it out. Walk it out. Walk into this. Just keep walking. Corey, all you got to do is keep walking, son. He'll make it real to you. What's your name, darling? Quisha, just keep walking. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep getting fed spiritual meat, spiritual food. We're not looking for members. We're looking for disciples, people that want to be taught. People that want to be taught that when pastors stand before God, he can get our apostles award. Because he's been one who's been poured out. Paul said over there in Ephesians. He's been poured out. We have to pour it all out, y'all, so we can get Christ. Don't be as scared of the little afflictions, the little trials that come. Don't fear, because he's got a purpose in it. And in due season, if we faint not, if we keep walking it out with him, we're coming into the fullness of him. No sickness, no disease. The power and authority of Elijah is going to rule and reign in this house. And the manifestation will produce his own life. We won't have to try to make it up. It will produce his own life. When Shella come in here and that DNA has changed, produce his own life. When I can stand up on my own 2 feet, pain-free. When every sac in my lung has been dissolved. But until then, I declare unto you, I'm walking on. I declare unto you, I'm not stumbling. I'm walking on the straight and the narrow path for Tabor. I will let nothing hinder me. He asked the Galatian church, who hindered you? You started out good, but you got offended somewhere down the line. But we're not going to do that. We're going to stay in the love and the glory of God. We're going to love one another. This house is being so empowered because every one of us coming here now, with Pastor said, with that grace on us that we get from above, and it multiplies and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger until after a while we stand in heavenly places. It's getting stronger and stronger every time we come in here. This is not just a building, but it's become a heavenly establishment that's going to flow all out into the neighborhood. Our families and friends, enemies, will all feel the results and the remnant, the shaking of it. Fear not, babies. Fear not. Until, we're on the other side of until, we've crossed over. Come with expectation to get to be just matured and growed up in Christ and be taught through revelation the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The mysteries. Not ordinary eyes are not going to get it. Ordinary ears are not going to get it. Only those that have been circumcised. God, circumcise our hearts. Please, I pray. Circumcise our heart that we may become your true sons and daughters in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's good to be here, as they say. Stan, if you could come and just play a little bit while I kind of close up and pray, if you could play. And, so the message sort of speaks for itself. There's a grace on it. We're all coming up. So everything now rings the mystery of Christ and how the Holy Spirit has had to pick out a generation and a people and a remnant to actually be able to give it to. Everybody can't hear this. Everybody doesn't have ears. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. God has circumcised our heart and our ears so we can start to hear this and kind of be in the spirit and sit up under this cloud of his presence that's different from anything human and start to absorb the reality of this endless life and this living in eternity and getting things off of heaven's tree, so to speak. So the one thing that she said was that I really, it's a whole lot, but this one thing she said was, we got to know the difference between what's going on now and what's about to come on us. Because if it's just what's going on now, we'll be like the little guy on the thing, hooping and hollering. But you got to know, as an example, but we got to know what's coming upon us. And it's so different. It's so different. It's a whole nother realm. And see, even the prophecy over Crystalin about God's taking down everything so that he can, we can all agree that can apply to us all in a way. But certainly, you know, though speaking to her, we're going to go ahead and, oh no, I'll tell you what, we're going to close in prayer, but please, well, James will be over here with the offering. If you need an envelope and such, make sure you see him. But just after we close up and we're fellowshipping, make sure that you give out of your heart what the Holy Spirit tells you to give. And if you want to give with a credit card, since Roz is in here, Rocky is in here, Pastor Gloria is here, she can swipe your card, you know, because it means something to give in this environment. Thank you so much for these words right here, these words of truth, grace that's on this house, the living word that's coming, even the scriptures that were up here came alive to us. Something's going on here. Pastor Rod's going to close you out in prayer, and then she'll dismiss you, and we'll, you know, see you next time. Amen. Don't forget to give your offering, Pastor Oz.
So what God is doing, he's still stripping away the excess to get to the leanness of spirit, was the word that he had given. I heard as Pastor Jerry was ministering, this is the word that kind of came up in my spirit. I know it's something that's been said over the years, and we just kind of grabbed hold of it, and it became kind of the buzzword in the church. But I believe it is the era, and it is the timing of the Lord. And it is finished. It is finished. We are living in that realm or that time of God where whatever needs to take place, whether it's in the good, the bad, the indifferences, the good, bad, and the ugly, all we need to know is that we don't have to worry about a thing. It is finished. It's kind of like the saying that they shared on Wednesday that someone said that we don't know where God began, where we end and where God begins. So that is a part of the it is finished. We don't have to look at and keep our eyes fixed on when our change is going to come. All we've got to know is that, because the scripture says we were predestined. Everything was predestined. Everything was predetermined. So nothing about our lives is hidden or unknown to God. We are living in the it is finished. All we have to do is be diligent and faithful and obedient to walk in, knowing that whatever needs to be accomplished in our lives, it is in the it is finished with God. And he's working all things for our good, that he might be glorified in it. One last thing. When I was coming in this morning, I kind of find that sometimes when I'm on the highway, it's like a download began to get down. And I thought, why is it that it seems like when I get on the highway, Lord, the things, and this is the impression I got, and it was that on the highway, there's clear passage. He says, there is no interruption. I guess if you can use that analogy, you know, in the street of our lives, if we can compare the street of our lives, there are constant stops and blocks or whatever. But on the highway is a straight passage. There is nothing to interrupt you. And he said, it's like an exchange. I think sometimes they even refer to the highway as an exchange, you know, and somebody. And he said, it's an exchange there. So, you know, when you get on that place, there's an exchange. You're entering into it. There's nothing to interrupt or disrupt what's going on. And he says, and even there's an acceleration. You're able to accelerate, you know, on the highway. So this is where we are, and this is what God is showing us. And so all we have to do is just trust and let the Holy Spirit navigate our lives, orchestrate. The scripture said man plans his ways, and we're good about planning. We're so good about laying out what we think, but God ordered our steps. So today, let God order our steps, trusting that if he's ordering and we allow him to be in control, you know what? It is finished. And God does all things well. He does always. So if we can just pray. Father, we thank you today for all that you've said and you've done, oh God, through your messenger, oh God. We thank you for your faithfulness and your loving kindness towards us. We're so grateful that you called us for such a time as this, oh God, in this place, oh God, to raise up and to disciple a people, oh God, a remnant. I think I heard the word say, oh God. Father, so let us continue to follow in your lead, oh God, and to follow your orders and to be obedient and diligent and longing for that which only you can give to us, oh God. We thank you for establishing this place and calling it a life center, because it is indeed a life center, oh God. You continually breathe into us each and every day life, oh God. And Father, you're causing us and teaching us how, in essence, to give that life out to others, oh God. We are not just a church, oh God. We thank you for calling us out of the structure and the walls and the organization and the doctrines and the theologies, oh God, of the brick and mortar church, oh God, of the formalities of the church, oh God, of the drama and the dramatics and the theatrics of the church, oh God. But Father, that we recognize that we are the ecclesia, the ones that you've called out for this specific time, this specific people, this specific day, oh God. And we thank you and we bless you and we honor you. We love you so much, oh God. Words cannot explain. And as we said today, God, we thank you for bringing us back and giving us a heart of worship to recognize, oh God, that it's not about us. And yet it is about us, and it has everything to do with you, because we are a part of what you're doing. And because you loved us so much that you chose us and you called us. So we thank you for that. We love you, we appreciate, we honor you, oh God. We bow down to you, we reverence you, oh God. We desire to be more and more like you, oh God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for that which the people will give, oh God. Let us give out of the abundance, not in what we see, oh God, but out of the abundance of our heart and our spirit, oh God. Let us not be led by our own understanding, oh God, of what we think we have or what we think we have in our possession, oh God. But let us give out of the revelation in the heart, oh God, that you are a good God and that you do all things well and that in you there is no lack. And we thank you for this, oh God. And then we can see the goodness and the faithfulness and the pouring out of the blessings. And we are not just giving for the blessing as we know it, oh God, but knowing that we are already blessed because we've been chosen and we're loved by you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.